With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Low-lying areas around the region are seeing a bit of flooding. All that rain we got yesterday has elevated waterways. They're expected to stay high throughout the weekend. The Upper Thames River Conservation Authority is reminding people to keep children and pets away from rivers, streams, and ponds. For those heading out today, rain no longer the big issue. Environment Canada has changed up a special weather statement to warn of strong winds. They'll gust up to 80 kilometers an hour throughout the day and night. This could cause power outages before winds ease tomorrow morning. It is day two of the strike by Western's nearly 2,000 graduate teaching assistants. They walked off the job early yesterday. Picket lines set up at entrances to campus led to major traffic delays on Richmond and Western Road. Those are expected to continue today. The main sticking point is pay. After a four-month nationwide search, the London Police Service has its third deputy chief. Trina McSween comes to London from the Hamilton Police Service and has 26 years of policing experience. She, along with the other two deputies, will each take one of Chief Tai Truong's three priorities: community safety, community trust, and organizational wellness. McSween, who is now the highest-ranking black female officer in Canada, will be sworn in April 26. Hey, heads up for anyone planning some weekend travel on the 401 east of London. All east and westbound lanes at Dorchester Road will be closed from 6 tomorrow night until 10 Sunday morning. The closures for the demolition of the Dorchester Road Bridge, which is being replaced with a new four-lane underpass. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.